Welcome to Amplify Love, the podcast where we explore the heart of personal growth, manifestation, higher consciousness, and so much more. I am Natalia Love, your spiritual mama bear, here to guide you and empower you. I'm here to provide you with the tools to rise up, tap into your true calling, and follow your heart. Join me on this sacred adventure as we unlock your limitless potential and amplify the love within you, starting now. Hi, my name is Reverend Natalia Love Angelou. Today's topic is going to be about scarcity mindset and abundance mindset. So scarcity mindset is lack mentality. It is a fear-based mentality. It is the ego mentality where we are separated, that we have duality, that we have to fight for what is ours. Competition mindset. Fear that there's not going to be enough. The abundance mindset is a love mindset. It's the compassion energy. It's there's more for all of us. There's let's collaborate. There is enough, and we are open to receive all the universal blessings. So it is the opposite of fear. It is love. It's compassion. It is connecting to your true nature. You are truly united with the universe. So it's unity consciousness versus scarcity mindset, which is lack and duality consciousness. So it is so important to know the difference, because when you learn this, you can start changing your vocabulary and start changing the way you do things so you can attract more abundance in your life. It is so important to stay open to receive to all the magic and miracles and blessings that the universe has in store for you. So there's lots of different tools I'm going to be sharing with you today in this video. And it's so important to just trust what feels right for you, because you are 100% responsible for your life. No one can make you do anything. No one can make you get more abundance. You have to choose to become someone who holds space for the abundance to land. So it is important to be 100% responsible for yourself and honest and see, what do I need to shift? Do I have limiting core beliefs that's holding me behind, that's not allowing me to grow up to my fullest potential form? So growing up, we picked up beliefs. There are core beliefs that we picked up from our family. Some of them are not serving us anymore. So there's a lot of different examples of limiting core beliefs, such as I am unlovable, I am worthless, I am failure, I'm weak, I'm ugly, I suck, I will not accomplish anything, I don't matter. All those are the scarcity mindset core beliefs. The abundance mindset beliefs is I am enough. I have what it takes to be an outstanding success. Things always work out for me, for my best and highest good. Everything I see is my creation. I am an alchemist. I am a priestess. I can attract anything I truly desire. I'm beautiful. I'm strong. I'm worthy of greatness. I am powerful. It is so important to start declaring that, declaring I am powerful, I am worthy, I am entitled to greatness. When you start believing these things, you can shift your scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. You can shift your ego mindset to the beautiful, loving spirit mindset. It is so important to constantly mind your mind, right? Mind it, I should say. Look and see what kind of jewels you have there, like you're mining it. And then you can see, oh yeah, this no longer serves me. This is an old limiting core belief that does not help me become who I really am. So take it out from your subconscious mind and reprogram. So there's two types of mind, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. I am a certified hypnotherapist since 2004, and I help people to reframe their limiting core beliefs. I help people to rewrite their story and to start using positive affirmations for success. You are an attractor. You can't attract anything you truly desire in life. You have to believe it. You have to visualize it. You have to make space for it to land in your heart. So when you are paying attention to the words you use and you can rewrite your story, you will see shifts in your life because nothing grows in the comfort zone. Remember that. Comfort zone is scarcity mindset. I'm comfortable here. I don't want to be seen. This is too much work. Guess what? Nothing will change if you don't make a change. If you want to see a change, you got to make a change. If you want to be successful, then you have to be seen. You have to put yourself out there. You got to share your beautiful testimonies with everybody. Because how can people find you if you don't show up? Show up in all your glory. Be that lighthouse. Shine brightly. When you can shine brightly, you will attract the proper people that need your services, that are waiting for your message. It is so, so important to really see your worth. When you can embody confidence, you can shift your beliefs. So when I shared about the scarcity and abundance mindset, I want to talk about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind a bit as well. The conscious mind, it is what is present right now, what you're thinking right now. As you watch me, you're probably looking at my crystals back there or looking at my curls. Or you're probably thinking, hey, this girl has so much energy. Who is this person? Or you could be also not thinking those things. You could be thinking, wow, I really need to hear this today. It all depends on your mindset. You could also be judging me. It all depends on your mindset. If you are judging and if you are comparing, then that is scarcity mindset. If you're looking like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is exactly what I've been looking for. That's a growth mindset. And that is exactly about the abundance mindset. So the conscious mind is your thoughts right now, what's present here at this moment. Are you thinking about the bills? Are you thinking about cooking? Are you here consciously aware of the situation? Are you paying attention to the senses around you? Are you paying attention to what you're hearing? Are you paying attention to what you're smelling? Are you paying attention to the aromas, to the scents, to the tastes and flavors? If you have anything you're drinking or eating, I have my water here. Are you paying attention to how you're feeling in your physicality and your beautiful body? Are you paying attention to how your body feels? Did you get enough movement today, or do you need to eat healthier foods and so on? Conscious awareness, subconscious mind is part of your mind that's 90% always active, 10% is conscious. 90% subconscious. Subconscious mind is where your core beliefs are stored, the habits you picked up, all the memories from your past lives and current life, even from the womb, and all the memories for your future lives. The subconscious is where you are like a big computer database that's sponges up every single experience that you've ever had. So learning how to walk is stored in your subconscious mind. You're not consciously thinking in your head, left, right, left, right, left foot, right foot. Are you doing that? I don't think you are, right? You're walking. Why? Because that's a program that you learned when you were a child or a baby. So it's like driving. Have you ever experienced driving? And you're like, oh my God, I'm here already. How did this happen? It's because your subconscious mind knows how to drive. So you already drive. Your conscious mind may be thinking about the groceries or work or kids or whatever it is. And you arrive safely because you're open. You are always open. Your subconscious mind is always open. So it's so important to realize these things, because once you start learning about the conscious mind and subconscious mind, you can actually change your story. You can actually start listening to affirmations every single day that can enhance the quality of your life. So you can go from scarcity mindset, lack mindset, fear mindset, duality mindset to abundance, love, unity, consciousness mindset. It's all your choice. And it's such a beautiful gift to be able to grow and learn every single day. One of my affirmations is that I'm a student for life and I'm continuously learning. Every day I'm open to receive something new. Every day I'm open to receive the magic of the universe. Every day I attract exactly what I need at this moment in time. That is trust in the universe. Trust that wherever you are at in life is exactly where you are supposed to be. Realize that. right now, you are supposed to be who you are and what you're doing, and everything that's in your life is your creation. You are that alchemist. You are the co-creator of your reality. So start taking ownership of that. And when you start taking ownership of being a co-creator of your reality, you're going to have big dreams. So I made an acronym for the word dreams because I think it's so important to be a dreamer. I am a dreamer in life. I'm a wild-hearted goddess. I am a Reiki master, a spiritual entrepreneur, a public inspirational speaker, a minister. I do many things because I am multifaceted. You can do many things because you are also multifaceted. Just imagine you have this beautiful diamond in your heart. We all do. This beautiful, beautiful diamond. And the more you grow, the more you learn through the lessons on this beautiful earth plane, the shinier you polish your diamond. So your diamond has many facets in your heart. So if you have scarcity mindset, it's not going to be as polished because you're going to be in fear. You're going to be holding on to things. You're going to be angry. You're going to be jealous. You're going to be comparing. But if you have abundance mindset, it's like you're polishing the diamond. You're like, yes, of course, it's more for her. Let me celebrate her success. Let me celebrate his success. There's enough for everyone. I want to be sharing my abundance with you. Let me give. Because when you give that energy of flow, you receive. When you give love, you receive love. When you give compliments, you receive compliments. When you have that mindset that we all here together and let's support each other and have gratitude for all the little things in life, you're continuously to polish your beautiful diamond. So really drop into your heart space and see how many lessons have I had so far in this journey? And what can I do to receive more blessings and lessons? How can I look at things differently instead of feeling like I'm a victim of life? How can I look at it as a lesson in life? So changing your thought process will definitely help you stay in alignment with your abundance mindset. Abundance, God-centered, creator, scarcity, lack, not enough. So you get to decide every single day what crown you want to wear, what mask you want to wear, what authenticity you carry into any room. You get to decide, I'm going to walk into this room and I'm going to show up 100% with my courageous, colorful spirit. Or I'm going to walk into this room and I'm not going to look at anyone. I'm not going to give any eye contact. I can't look at them right now. It's all up to you. Well, that was one of my scarcity mindset affirmations was, I'm too much. But that was because I was programmed as a child, shh, be quiet. And I seen abuse in my household from my stepfather, and I was scared. I wanted to be invisible. I felt like I was walking on eggshells. So I was conditioned to not show up. I was conditioned to have fear. My core beliefs was, it's not safe. This world isn't safe. And for money, my core belief was, easy come, easy go. And growing up in Toronto, in a ghetto, I would call it, and with a single mother, and she had my stepfather for 10 years, but he was always abusive to her. I picked up all those limiting core beliefs. So I had to rewrite my story. I had to change those programs in that big hard drive. I had to change those programs in my subconscious mind because I knew that that program isn't going to serve me. So I knew since I was 17 years old, I am rewriting my story. I'm not going to follow into my mother's footsteps. I'm not going to be statistics just because they say 4% of people who are in an abusive household are going to end up being like that. No, thank you. I changed my story. And that's why I studied hypnotherapy, because I knew that if I can help myself, then I can help other people as well. So I rewrote my story that I can take up space. I can be seen. I am here to share my light with the world. I am allowed to take up space. I give myself permission to take up space. I give myself permission to speak my truth. I give myself permission. How often do you give yourself permission? Have you been giving yourself permission to live your life fully? Have you been giving yourself permission to be authentic? Or are you wearing those masks? How often are you allowing yourself to take off those masks? How often are you allowing yourself to be vulnerable? How often are you allowing yourself to just shine your light your way? Not because your mother says so, or your father says so, or your brother or your sister, but you. What do you do for you? Really start paying attention, because when you pay attention, oh my goodness, the abundance just comes like a magnet. You are a magnet to wealth. You are a magnet to possibilities. It is true. You can attract anything you truly desire in your life, but creating that vibration in your physicality, in your heart, to attract it. So everything vibrates at a certain frequency. Anger vibrates at a certain frequency. Fear, jealousy, love, compassion, gratitude, unity, consciousness, it all vibrates at a certain frequency. So just imagine like a building. So we imagine the first floor is a scarcity mindset. This is mine. That's yours. We're separated. My green grass is better than your green grass. My this is better than your that, right? And then you're going up to level four, and then you're like, okay, well, you know what? Fine. It's not all about me. I see a little bit more in my neighborhood. It's not just what I see in my front door. Okay, fine. I see that person, but I still think that this is the way it should be. I still want to control the situations around me. I want to control my brother, my sister, my mother, my siblings, or whatever, your children. Anyways, and you move up to the level, we'll just say level seven, and you start working on your consciousness and working on your awakening ascension journey. You're like, you know what, there's enough for everybody. I love you and you and you. I want to give you a hug, and you and you. There's enough for all of us. Hey, let's collaborate. Let's do things together. Let's celebrate life. Let's grow. Let's evolve. Let's connect to our highest form. And then you're moving up to floor, we'll say penthouse, lucky number 13, divine feminine magic creatures. You're like, oh, I just have to breathe. And every breath I take, all the abundance comes to me. I don't need to do, I don't need to try. I just have to be, create this space to be. In the highest level 13, you're like, hey, you know what? I can see the whole universe. I look outside of my penthouse and I see this huge, huge world. I can see you and me and every brother and sister I have in this entire world, because I can see the cosmic thread that connects us all, this beautiful, beautiful divine feminine web of the consciousness of humanity. And I know that my beautiful heartbeat pulsates that web of consciousness and humanity, and we all can pulsate and grow and love and share together. That's why when you meditate and you do those global meditations, you know you're part of something great, because you're putting up that vibration energy. You're in the highest vibration and you're doing it together. Focus prayer, focus healing, focus energy, because we're united. We are one. That's one of the laws of the universe, is divine law of oneness. And when you can live from that state of oneness and live from that state of, I'm waking up, what does the universe have in store for me today? I'm open. I'm ready. My vibration is high. I'm sending out frequencies of love and compassion. I'm feeling good. I feel comfortable with who I am, and I'm allowing myself to shine 111%. And you will see. You can create that version of you. You can shift anything in your life. You have the outstanding capacity to be that version that you truly desire. So I'm going to share now my acronym for the word dream, because I believe you are a dreamer. And it's so important to continue to dream. Dream, dream, dream every single day. Put that visualization, put that imagination, put that beautiful energy out there to the universe, so you can attract, so you can have that abundance, because there's enough for all of us. The universe is unlimited, unlimited, pure potential opportunities. Every single thought you have is a new vibration, which is a new timeline, which is a new reality. So check your timeline right now. Hey, are you enjoying what you're seeing? Or are you having too many bills and too many debt and too many things that you're not really enjoying? Then rewrite that story. Change your frequency, change your timeline, have a new reality. It is so possible. I'll share some experiences that I've had in this journey so far, but here is the acronym. The first letter for dream is desire. The first word for dream, desire. But what is it that you truly desire? What is it that you truly want to manifest into this life? Is there something that your heart desires that you haven't been listening to? Is there something that you truly want, but you're not believing in yourself enough? It is time to start believing in yourself. It is time to start claiming your throne, to reclaim your worth. I am worthy of this greatness. And start putting that energy out there to increase your desire, increase that energy, dream it into reality. The second word for the dream acronym is remember. Remember your worth. You are meant to do that thing that you are dreaming of. So if it's in your mind, it's there for a reason. So you feed it with positive energy. If it's there, do it. Remember that you are given everything you can handle. Things happen to you for a reason. So reclaim that magic. Own that. The universe gives you messages every day through synchronicities, inspiration, aha moments, and meeting the right person at the right time. So remember that the universe is working for you. Instead of thinking of, oh my gosh, everything's against me, like paranoia, think of the opposite of that, which is what I heard it before somewhere. Not paranoia, but something else. So the universe is always for me. You'll check it out and you can let me know, because it's just, I just remember that right now. But think of it as a best case scenario. Things are always happening for me. Pronoia. See, I just remembered it. That's it. I could be getting nervous, like, oh my God, I said this and I wasn't sure, but no, because I'm flowing with consciousness and I trust the universe is going to deliver the messages at the right time for me. And that's it. So I remember my worth. And then the next one, so the desire, remember, E, energy. Energy. You are in charge of your energy. What are you doing to increase your energy? Are you listening to the high vibration frequencies of love music? Are you paying attention to the words, I am light by India Ree? Are you really reclaiming your sovereignty by charging your energy? By saying, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to this thing that you invited me to because my body feels like I need to stay home and meditate, or stay home and be with my partner, my children, or so on. So energy is so important. Who you surround yourself with is so important. You do not need to give your space to every single person. Just because someone wants to be with you, you don't have to be with them. You're responsible for who you hang out with. You're responsible for how much time you give to people as well. So if you're like, oh my God, this person is just like so draining, then guess what? You're 100% responsible for that. So it's not about them, it's about you. So stop complaining and stop spreading too thin. Start reclaiming your energy. Start cultivating your energy. Listen to high vibe music that makes you feel good. Do things like dance and move your body and shake it. Do hip circles, jump up and down, play some drums and African tribal music, celebrate, yell, scream, have orgasms, enjoy pleasurable experiences, experience life in all its capacities. You can be a nun and meditate archetype, or is the nun archetype, right? For goddess work, and meditate. But you can also be the lover archetype and masturbate. You can be the mother archetype and mother your children. And you can be that wild-hearted archetype and dance freely under the moon naked if you desire. You can do anything. Multifaceted selections, multifaceted being, multidimensional being, because you're existing here right now, but you're also existing in many different levels because you are a soul, you're a spirit, you're here. Wayne Dyer says you're a spiritual being having this human experience. And that's what I believe as well. So you're multidimensional because of that. So how are you feeding your energy? Are you drinking enough water? Are you doing daily grounding by visualizing your feet, connecting into Gaia, Mother Earth, and going deeply inside and breathing in this beautiful, compassionate energy? You're responsible to clear your energy every day. Okay, so the next one is affirmations. Affirm your worth. Affirmations are positive statements you tell yourself on a daily basis. So what are you telling yourself every day? Are you speaking it into existence with love, or are you speaking it into existence with negativity? Are you using words that's going to help your mind grow, help your soul grow, help your life grow more abundance and wealth and love and gratitude? Or are you speaking poverty mindset and lack mindset and scarcity mindset? So affirmations are the words you use. So you can affirm with positive words, or you could affirm with negative words. It's important for you to choose the positive words, because when you choose the positive words, you will increase your vibrational frequency and you'll be able to create all your dreams into this reality. You'll be able to learn how to merge into the timeline that has that abundance, that has that love, that has those things that you are dreaming of. You can shift in an instant because you shift with the words, you shift with the thoughts. Thoughts, words have so much power. You create it into existence. So affirm. It's like affirming, yes, please. Yes, universe. Yes, please. I am open and I am ready. Yes, please. I am ready for all that, those gifts. I am ready for those stardust to land into my cosmic womb space. I am ready to create my reality. So the next one is, so we had desire, we have remember, we have energy, we have affirmations. And the next one is manifest it. Time to manifest it. Make it happen. How do I make it happen? I got to take the action. I got to put out those things. I can't just wishfully think I want to write a book and that's it. I got to make a plan. I got to channel that warrior Athena, all goddess archetypes, like, yes, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to make a plan, write a schedule, harness the divine masculine, and create it into this plane by making a plan, making it happen. That's the M, manifested by making it happen. So you have to go out of just a visualization and imagination and feeling it and actually take the steps needed to create it, because we need steps. If I want to bake a chocolate cake, I can't just buy all the ingredients and sit there and meditate like, I am making a chocolate cake. Voila, it happened. Well, maybe you can, but I have to grab my hands, grab my bowl, open the chocolate ingredients, put in the vanilla and the baking soda and the eggs. If it's vegan, don't use the eggs. And you have to physically create it into existence. So you have to take ownership of that. You have to realize, you have to do more than just visualize. You have to do more than just dream. You have to allow it to come, but you have to also take those steps needed to make it happen. You need to take those steps in order. If you want to write that book, you got to take the steps by writing it into existence. I haven't developed the machine yet where I could just think it and the words just come into the book form. But you know, that will be happening one day. So you got to actually grab your magical pen and write. Or if you want to have that dream job, you can't just say, oh, I wish I had that dream job. You got to look at the qualifications and you got to take those steps needed. If you need to do it, more education or not, to do that dream job, to make it happen. So everything requires divine masculine and divine feminine energies in order to create it here into this earth plane. And everything requires your time and devotion to yourself. Devote and dedicate time to become the best version of you. Every single day, check in and say, hey, am I doing things that's going to feed my future? Am I doing things that's not going to feed my future? Am I doing things that's going to provide my dreams and my abundance? Am I growing my wealth? Or am I taking away from my wealth? Am I living with unity consciousness where I see my worth always? Or am I speaking into existence, lack mentality? So unity consciousness is all about love, support, connections, growth, liberation, freedom. And duality consciousness, it's all about lack, separation, scarcity. I need validation constantly because I don't feel good. So that is scarcity. That is duality, separate and not connected. So it is so important to empower yourselves every single day. It's so important to choose the right words. It is so important to mind your mind. It is so important to be real and authentic with yourself. And don't wear those masks anymore. You can show up in all versions of you. Of course, like when I'm doing my wedding ceremonies, I show up with that love energy. And when I am doing hypnosis, I show up with love energy. So the mask is not there. There's no mask needed. But sometimes you don't want to share your everything with everyone. So you get to decide. You don't need to open your legs for everybody. You don't need to eat every single thing you want. You don't need to, you know, spill your beans to the whole world. You don't need to share every single event on your story. You get to decide what you want to share and when you need to share it, if you desire to. You don't need to do anything. Actually, it's all alignment. And what are you aligning yourself to? So that's why I created the brand Yoni Boss. Yoni Boss means you're the boss of your Yoni, which is vagina in Sanskrit. And I teach a lot about women's empowerment. So that's why I speak like this about the divine feminine in this manner. So I want you to know that you're responsible for all your experiences and you're responsible to choose those relationships, to choose those vibrations, to choose those friendships, to choose the careers, to choose everything. And if you're not happy in your relationship, then you have to ask yourself, what are you doing there? If you're not happy with how your life is, you have to ask yourself, do daily check-ins. How are you devoting to yourself? How are you making space for growth? What are you doing that you want to change? And then start aligning to that future, to that timeline that already is vibrating at that vision of your highest self. So I am here to empower you because I know how it is to transform. I've transformed many times. And in my life, I was a chronic people pleaser. I was very, very shy. And then I had all these insecurities because I was like complete shy. Then it's a complete talkative person and a complete out there person. I'm like, oh my God, this is not my comfort zone. But guess what? Nothing grows in my comfort zone. So I had to be okay with this new version of me. And now I love this new version of me. So I'm going to give you this beautiful, beautiful activity so you can do to manifest abundance in your life. But I highly recommend a citrine crystal. This is one of my beautiful raw citrine crystals. Citrine crystals really empowers your solar plexus, which is right below your diaphragm right here in the middle. And it empowers you to harness that goddess energy, that go and get energy. So citrine is also the abundance crystal, that wealth crystal, that alignment to that fierce passion and fire crystal. See these beautiful layers. So citrine will help you to show up more. Citrine will help you to speak up for yourself more. Citrine will help you to attract more abundance into your life. So in this earth plane, we choose to have currency of money. Money is great. Money is beautiful. Money is here for us to explore life more. The more money, the more experiences you can have in this journey here. So money is not evil. Money, it doesn't come growing. What I heard, one of my limiting beliefs was easy come, easy go. So I was like, oh yeah, the money comes easy, but then it goes away. And that's what I was always seeing. Like, oh yeah, I can make this much money. And then the next day is all gone. Two bills and two this and that. So I continuously to work with my money relationship. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, money is just feels so good to have money. I love all the colors of all financial abundance. I am a magnet for wealth. Wealth comes to me easily. And when you start having that relationship with money, that yes, money is great. Money doesn't have, oh, evil or not evil. Doesn't have a thing like that. Those are labels coming from our patriarchy society, which was like, oh, you got to be very humble. You should not brag. You should not talk about money. You should not talk about sex. You should not. Anyways, the patriarchy society was trying to control us. And when we shifted into a more divine feminine, it's rising right now. The ascension is happening. So we can rise and support and nurture and love all of ourselves and support the community, support the world as a whole, we are seeing the shifts happening. So the money scarcity mindset came because it was a way to control us from not stepping into our fullest form, thinking that, oh, we can't be spiritual and have money. Guess what? You can be spiritual and have a lot of money. Look at all those successful spiritual teachers, T.D. Jakes, Eckhart Tolle. There's so many. Oprah. There's so many spiritual teachers. Deepak Chopra, Elizabeth Gilbert, Maya Angelou, you name it. They have money. Mother Teresa even said, to make change in the world, you need to have the money, right? So it's important to embrace that. So this is my activity. This is what you have to do if you desire to do something fun. You don't have to, actually. Let me reframe that. You get to decide. You have 100% responsibility for your life. You get to decide, yeah, you know what? I want to do this fun activity. Or you get to decide, yeah, that's good, but it's not for me. Because not everything has to be for you. You get to choose always. So this is a fun activity. If you feel called to do it, then you get to decide. So this here is a jar. In the jar, get a toilet paper roll that's empty. So it doesn't have toilet paper and just a cardboard in the middle, right? So get that, cut it. So it folds in four ways, glue it. So it's open like a cross, and then glue it and stick it to the bottom of the jar. Stick it into the middle. And then when you stick it into the middle, you fill it all up with crystals of your desires. I have jade, tiger eyes, turquoise, carnelian, rose gold, snowflake, obsidian, citrine, citrine, jade, malachite, snow. Yeah, I said that already. So there's tons of different crystals here. Okay. And these are all the tumbles. I have tons of other ones behind me, but this is a fun activity. And I feel like this really works. Maybe it's because I believe it works, that it works, because it's all the power of your thoughts, right? If you think, hey, this ring that I'm wearing is going to make me channel my goddess all the time, then every time I see this ring, I'm going to channel my goddess. You actually can imprint anything to become your reminder, to become that version of you that you truly desire. And that is called anchoring. It's a hypnosis technique. Every time I see your favorite color, your favorite drink, your favorite jewels, or whatever, I am reminded that I can be whatever it is you truly desire. I'm reminded that I am a co-creator of my reality, and every single thing I desire will come to me easily and effortlessly because I have space for it all to land. I'm open to receive the magic miracles of blessings. So I believe that this works. So because I believe it works, it works. If you don't believe it's going to work, then it's not going to work. It's just as easy as that. It's vibrations. It's all vibrations. So what are you aligning your vibration to? And that's how it's going to work. Oh my goodness, my little puppy. Okay, my little puppy's here to make an appearance. And now, here you go. You can take her. Thank you. My cuteness. So then you start off with something that you can put. So for example, and then you roll it up, right? So this is how it looks on the inside. So for example, you might start off with a five, and that's fine. Do not judge yourself. Put a $5 bill. You put money there that may come from a friend, that may come from a tip, that may come from, hey, I didn't expect to receive $200 from whatever. You put it there. Put money there that you know, like, hey, you know what? I don't need to spend this $100 right now. So I'm going to put it in here. I can attract money. So I started off with $5. And then I like put $10, and then I put $20. And then I'm like, hey, you know what? This is something that I can keep on growing. And I felt like, oh my goodness, it feels so good to know that there's money here. So I don't have to think I have to go to the bank. I can actually have cash in hand. So that's how it started for me. And then you roll it up. So it doesn't matter how much you have. You start off with $5. You put it in here, right? Put it like this. And you do an invocation, a prayer, a blessing, an intention setting. Say, whoever you believe in, universe, God, source, maker of all things, I am open to receive financial abundance. Every time I hold this or every time I see this, I'm reminded that I am a magnet for wealth. The abundance comes to me easily. I multiply what's in here. That $5 is not going to be $10. That $10 is not going to be $20 and $100 and so on. I am a multiplier. Everything I touch turns to gold. That's one of mine because I have the Midas touch. And then you can put your citrine on top. And in here, you could write whatever it is, if it's a vacation you want to save for, or if it's, you know, just for you want to have $1,000, $2,000, whatever. Then you just put that there for your intention. So right now it's blank because I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm just open. I'm open and ready. So I didn't write anything right now, but that's one of my activities that I just love. And I teach my children and sisters in my Goddess Academy that because it's a fun way to remind yourself. Every time I see that, I'm reminded that I have money. I have abundance. You can start off with a toonie. It's okay. Toonies are beautiful. Loonies are beautiful. Quarters and pennies and dimes and more. So if you find dimes everywhere, it's like, thank you, universe, for those spirit messages. I would love to start finding dollars everywhere and so on. And you'll be surprised. I find $20 under my laundry. Like, it's like mixed up in clothes. And I'm like, oh my God, this money actually went through the dryer and it's here right now. So it's amazing how much you will be able to see how much money comes into you when you start paying attention to it. Start paying attention to it and welcome it and feeling it and embracing it and enjoying pleasurable experience with it. If you want to get a massage, go get a massage. If you want to drink that favorite drink, go get that favorite drink. Go treat yourself, get it, or your nails done. Do whatever it is. Because this is your experience here on this earth plane and you don't have to live in lack. You do not have to be, oh, I can't brag. I can't share all this stuff because people are going to judge me. Guess what? It's you judging you. And if people are judging you, that's this their scarcity mindset. It has nothing to do with you. Do not take anything personal because it has nothing to do with you. You are judging yourself by having that thought that people are going to judge you. You're judging yourself by thinking what would people think. So it's so important to start paying attention to your thought processes. No one can take away your magic or your light. No one can steal your abundance. I know some people that are like, oh my God, I'm cursed because blah, 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 blah. And guess what? No, that's just a scarcity mindset. That's just a lack mentality to not take 100% responsibility for your life. You are in charge. And it's important to own that. Own all of it. Own your shadow self. Own your love self. And pay attention to what energy are you carrying it right now? What frequency are you carrying right now? So I'm going to end it with a few words to reframe so you can start changing the language you choose. When you start changing your language, you start changing your vibration and you start changing your reality. So instead of thinking, can't, like I can't do it, think possibility. Instead of thinking should or using the word should, think I'm choosing. Need, instead of thinking I need to do this, think I'm ready or I'm committed. Instead of thinking, trigger, everything is my trigger. Thinking, what is this revealing for me? That's a big one I hear all the time with people. That triggered me. No. It's revealing parts of you that you haven't been paying attention to. What is it? Anyways, so instead of thinking, not think, I'm doing it. I'm acknowledging I'm going to do it. And it's thinking, try, think, committed. I am committed to this new version of myself. So those are a few words I want to share with you of different tools to change. So start choosing to live your life in all your glory. Start choosing to be the best version of you. So I'm going to end it with a favorite word that I had to reframe so I can share my testimonies on my social media platforms, because the more I share my testimonies, the more people find me, the more I show up, the more I attract the students that are looking to learn the Reiki. There's people who are wanting to have the healing, because I'm just a lighthouse. I'm here to shine the light. Space. I create space and hold sacred space. I create space in my heart for new opportunities. H, honesty. Be honest with yourself. Do things because you want to do it and not because other people said you should do it. S-H-I, integrity. Work with integrity. Be full of that integrity. If it doesn't feel right, then it's not for you. If it's not a yes, then it's a no. Have integrity to choose. With S-H-I-N, nourish yourself. Every day, nourish yourself. Take time to feed your soul, feed your mind, feed your body, feed your heart, feed your cosmic womb space. Nourish yourself. Enjoy pleasurable experiences. One of my affirmations is, I welcome pleasurable experiences into my existence. And then the last one is existence. How are you existing now? Are you vibrating at a high frequency and you're enjoying your life fully? Your existence matters. Own that. Own the fact that your existence matters. Shine bright. Shine as bright as your favorite wishing star, because you have that in you. It's your birthright. So thank you so much for being here, to allow yourself to receive, because it's so important to allow yourself to receive and take what you like and leave the rest behind. This is just a few goddess energy tips, tools, whatever you want to call it, because I love sharing. Sharing is caring, right? I was obsessed with Care Bears. So sharing is caring. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of the shows. This evening is going to be fantastic. And thank you so much for your time. I see you. I am you. We are one. Namaste. Heart to heart, forehead to forehead, wingtip to wingtip, and soul to soul. Bye-bye.